It's 8464CA. Good to have you along for the breakfast show this morning. Well, I mean, it's not exactly a climate situation, but certainly the climate wars is something that the brand new Albanese government has basically declared that they're going to deal with this. And of course, it dovetails very much into the environment. Conservation was something that certainly came up during the election campaign, but we know it's something that's very close to Australians' hearts, and we need to do more despite the challenges ahead. Just yesterday, today, here in the tropical north, our brand new Minister for the Environment, Tanya Plibersek, was in town. She joins me. Good morning, Tanya Plibersek. How are you today?
It's always great to be with you, Murray. I am very well. I have to say I had a beautiful day in Cairns yesterday.
And we were going to get you in studio, but you came up from Gladstone because, of course, we've had some fairly high-level meetings in Gladstone and, of course, over the last couple of days. So I did miss you. But just tell me, even though you had a bit of wind and maybe a few waves, how did you enjoy your experience of the Great Barrier Reef yesterday?
Well, it has to be one of the most beautiful places on earth. I had a fantastic day out on the reef talking to traditional owners, marine biologists, people who are looking after the reef. It is a natural wonder that we need to protect for future generations, make sure that we're looking after it for years to come. And working with the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority, with the Association of Marine Park Tourism Operators, the Reef Guardian Council, they were really keen to tell me about all the wonderful work that they're doing to make sure that we've got this fantastic gem to show generations to come.
Well, you know, we've got an obligation, as you well know, for our kids, for our grandkids, to be able to enjoy what we've enjoyed. But look, you know, I'm seeing it in the paper on a daily basis, and we talked about ending the climate wars, and you're just talking about talking to qualified people who've got the backing of science, and they spend so much time out there on the Great Barrier Reef. You're getting information as Minister from all the best sources, but we just have still so much rhetoric and denial about our requirement and our obligation, a moral obligation, to continue to look after the reef and do something about climate change. That's going to be, I guess, one of the biggest challenges for you moving forward.
Oh, yeah. Look, the very clear message from traditional owners, from scientists, from everybody, the tourism operators, they all take climate change seriously. They know that we've got to, as a planet, as a international community, do something about carbon dioxide pollution to reduce the risks to the reef over time. We know that water quality continues to be an issue, but we've got $1.2 billion between now and 2030 set aside to tackle some of these issues, to deal with crown of thorns starfish. And I think by working together, we not only have this beautiful natural wonder for generations to come, we protect the jobs, the businesses that rely on the reef too. I mean, we know that it's about 64,000 full-time jobs that rely on the Great Barrier Reef. We know that it's generating about $6.4 billion a year of tourism and other income. We need to make sure that that's protected as well.
Even the previous government, I mean, it depends on your interpretation, they did put a lot of money aside, and we're talking about that grant of around about $450 million to the Great Barrier Reef Foundation. And I know, talking to Albo in the lead up to the election, he was talking about actually clawing some of that money back because it was possibly not allocated the correct way. What is your position about what may be left of that $449 million or whatever it was, and whether there is actually likely to be a bit of a slight reallocation of some of that funding?
Yeah, well, Anthony made very clear before the election that if an organisation walks into the Prime Minister's office not asking for anything and walks out with $444 million, that we're going to have a look at that. Yes. I think the reality is that a lot of the money has been dispersed now. It's been spent in partnership with other organisations. We'll look at all of the projects that have been funded. If they make sense, if they're doing a good job, of course they'll continue. If there's any unspent money there, we'll make sure that unspent money goes to looking after the reef.
Well, look, I know you've basically just landed into this portfolio, and sometimes that delineation between climate change, which is technically a different portfolio, and the environment can sometimes be a little bit muddied. But look, something I do want to talk to you about is obviously mining is one of those things that it is causing some concerns when it comes to the environment and when it comes to climate change. But for our national security, for our own self-sufficiency and not having to rely on foreign powers when it comes to some of the rare earths and some of the things that we need to reinvigorate our renewables when it comes to actually building solar panels, actually having so many of the aspects, even when it comes to batteries. We've got the resources here in Australia. So, you know, despite the fact that we've lost a lot of those skills and a lot of that technology has gone offshore, the opportunity for Australia, and it's a coming back to a national security issue, is that we actually need to be doing more mining in this country. And of course, the issue, particularly with some of the rare earths and some of those other particular items that we need, processing is very dirty. It's very polluting, and it's often done in foreign countries. But we do need to claw that back. As the new federal environment minister, do you accept that? And you know, maybe have an idea of the way forward to actually have that mining here, use our resources, but of course at the same time protect our environment.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Like, we are in a fantastic position to exploit rare earth resources. We know that they'll be absolutely critical to, as you say, making batteries, for example, but in computers more generally, in defence projects. We know that we're relying a lot on China at the moment as the biggest producer of rare earths, and we need to, I think, and do what we can to become more self-sufficient in that area, and not just to export raw materials as we've traditionally done, but actually add value here in Australia. So we've talked about, for example, having a domestic battery manufacturing industry here. I mean, that would be terrific for Australia. The other thing we have to do, Murray, as well, is a lot of these very high value things like lithium, copper, cobalt, nickel end up going into landfill. So as well as exploiting the natural resources we've got in a way that looks after our environment as well, we also need to make sure we're pulling this stuff out of landfill and doing a really good job recycling, so that we're keeping those precious things rather than just, discarding them once we're done with them.
Yeah, and look, I think it's one of those challenges moving forward. It is a reality, and I think for the strength of our country, we do need to do these things. And, of course, there's employment. There's so many opportunities. But Australians are clever. We are smart, even when it comes to processing some of these particular items. I think there's actually opportunity there. So moving forward, I hope that we can basically have a foot in both camps, but most importantly, still look after our environment.
Yeah, that's right. I think we can do both. I mean, the whole purpose of Anthony Albanese's approach on environment, on industry, on climate change is really bringing people together for the benefit of all of us.
Well, speaking of that, for the last 2 years, every time you've come to Cairns, you've come into the radio station and seen me, but I missed you yesterday. So
I'm so sorry. It was because there were flight delays from Gladstone. I wouldn't miss out on seeing you otherwise, Murray. You know that.
I know. I'm just teasing and hoping the other half's listening this morning. Tanya Plibersek, it's always a great pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations for the government, for your position and a really important position as Federal Minister for the Environment. So we're going to definitely maintain our relationship. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Lovely to talk to you, Murray. Thank you. What's your name?